This call is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time.
Thank you very much, Cordaro. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the GNSO New Meeting Strategy Draft Interim Call on the 28th of April 2015. On the call today, we have Rafiq Damak and Tony Holmes. We received apologies from Rudy Vansnick, Volker Greiman, and Sherry Stubbs. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Mary Wong, Tanganika King, Belinda Sanzeri, and myself, Matthew Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Natalie. Hi, everyone. This is Marika. As Volker is absent, I think he was nominated as the lead for this group, just wondering whether either Rafiq or Tony would like to take the lead for this meeting, or whether you're happy for me to just walk through the agenda and give you an update on the documents that were circulated yesterday.
Hi, Marika. It's Tony. More than happy for you to lead on this because I'm not prepared in terms of running through the agenda, so I would appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Tony. Rafiq, any objections to that? Not seeing any hands or anything
in the chat. No objection from my side. I mean, since you briefing makes sense, that's good.
Thanks, Rafiq. So basically, I sent out a couple of updated documents to the list yesterday, and you know, I'm very aware that we probably don't have critical mass on the call today, but I think it probably will still be helpful just to walk through the changes I've made and obtain your feedback and possibly make, you know, revisions based on that feedback so we can get it out to the broader group and people can have a look at it and comment at it as, you know, this is really intended as a kind of draft framework that, you know, we'll probably get some further feedback on from either this group or as well as the council or subsequent conversations with other SOs and ACs that may result in further changes or updates to the document. So basically, I think as I explained at the last call, you know, what I did, I took the content from the meeting strategy document on how the meetings A, B, and C's are expected to be divided or conducted and basically translated that into the kind of GNSO format. Basically, for meetings A and C, that kind of reflects how, you know, we currently run our GNSO schedule and it basically reflects, I think, the current reality, which, of course, doesn't mean that, you know, if the group believes that there should be changes to that format or approach or we should be trying out new things, that we can, of course, incorporate that. But at least as it currently stands, it reflects the breakdown of how ICANN or the GNSO-related meetings during an ICANN meeting are currently scheduled, and noting that for the meeting C, that would include in the Friday the GNSO Council development session, which we've now been running as a kind of after ICANN meeting session, so outside of the schedule. But again, that's open for further discussion and review. So basically what I did do is provide some initial thoughts or starting point for discussion for the meeting B format. And as you know, I think the meeting B format is probably the biggest change compared to how, you know, the current ICANN format, ICANN meeting is run. You know, first of all, with reduced length, so it's a four-day meeting, and then also with, you know, specific focus on policy development activities and outreach. So, and let me maybe synchronize the document so we're all looking at the same page. So as I said, what I try to do here is just put some ideas on the table based on, you know, the direction that the ICANN meeting strategy working group provided, as well as some of the conversations we've had, you know, within the GNSO and as well as in this drafting team on how such a meeting could potentially be filled. And as you can see on day one, which is focused on outreach activities, and again, you know, this is purely focused on a GNSO perspective, I put in some suggested sessions that could fit in that kind of approach. And again, you know, breaking it down at a relatively high level, 90-minute slots, and giving an idea of what kind of sessions, you know, the community could think about scheduling or that would meet that criteria of, you know, focus on outreach, the outreach aspect. So, for example, that could look like having an initial session from 9 to 10:30 to really focus on an introductions to the GNSO. So, you know, what is the GNSO? What is the council? You know, what is GNSO policy development? what are some of the topics that the GNSO typically works on or has the working groups focusing on, in combination with like a Q&A where people can just ask any questions they may have in relation to the GNSO. That could potentially be followed by a session that would specifically focus on stakeholder groups and constituencies intro sessions. So, you know, how do the stakeholder groups and constituencies work? How are they organized? How can people participate in that? And, you know, what are some of the specific focus points that these groups have? And again, a question there could be, is that something that, you know, could be run in parallel, whereby, you know, there are breakout sessions and people, you know, pick one or the other stakeholder group or constituencies that they, you know, go and visit? Or is that a kind of session that would be run in parallel or potentially kind of combination thereof, where you start off with a kind of general intro section where each stakeholder group and constituency presents itself, and then people have an opportunity to, you know, go to different breakout rooms to learn more about those groups and, you know, ask any questions they might have on how to participate, what it takes to become a member, you know, under any requirements or criteria that it would need to fulfill, you know, something along those lines. That could then potentially be followed by, in the afternoon, by kind of open house sessions. And again, the idea behind that is a bit that, you know, that would also allow stakeholder groups and constituencies to have some additional time to actually, you know, talk substance issues, but at the same time allow for newcomers to participate in that. So those sessions could be structured in a way where, you know, you're still able as well to get through your normal business, but at the same time set it up in such a way that, you know, newcomers have an opportunity to actively participate in it and see as well, you know, what does it actually mean to be a member of a stakeholder group and constituency. And similarly, that could be followed by a PDP working group open house session in a bit in a similar way, where a PDP working group would, you know, conduct its business as usual, but with a specific, you know, focus on, you know, giving some additional explanations to newcomers and, you know, allowing them as well to participate, or you could even have some kind of, you know, mock debates or questions that people could participate in. Again, you know, a bit the idea being that this is really focused on bringing new people in and showing them, you know, how the GNSO works, how they can be part of it, and, you know, what it basically takes if you're joining a stakeholder group or constituency or a GNSO working group.
Marika, do you want, it's Tony, do you want questions as we go along or wait to the end?
Sure. No, go ahead.
Okay. Just the background to this, was the thought that in some instances people may only join this meeting, newcomers may only join for just the one day. Is that why it's constructed in terms of trying to introduce them and give them a flavour of all of the workings in the one day? Was that the thinking behind that?
So this is Marika. I mean, the way that the schedule was set up as part of the meeting strategy, and I see that Tanzanika is on the call, so she may be able to give some further insight. But my understanding was that, indeed, day one would really be, you know, specifically focused on outreach, while meetings two, three, and four would be more focused on actually, you know, getting work done, whether it's intra-community or intra-community work, inter- or intra-community work. You know, notwithstanding that, of course, you know, newcomers would be welcome and able to participate in those, but those would actually be more the kind of, you know, usual, you know, business as usual in getting working through some of the issues. So that is at least how I understood the focus or the reason why, you know, meeting or day one was specifically labeled as outreach, and the others were, you know, more intra and inter-community work. And I see that Tanzanika is typing, so she may have some additional insights to share. But in the meantime, I see that Rafiqa. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Okay, if I can just come back, it's Tony speaking again. The reason I ask that is because it makes sense to construct it in the way that you have. The only issue it raised for me is that all of the background work in terms of outreach, getting the right people aware of when they should attend and everything else, that's all got to be done way up front of the meeting if it's the very first day. There's no time to get feet on the ground and then try and get that actually happening. Everything would be done in advance. So I assume if we're going to make this work, there has to be quite a lot of effort going into the outreach capabilities before the meeting takes place. And I assume it would be who? Chris Mondini and co. would be doing that sort of work, or where would the drive come from to make sure that you actually have the people ready and willing to come in on the first day?
Yeah, and this is Rick, and I think that's an extremely important point, and I think that's something where, you know, definitely further conversations will need to occur, I think, both within the GNSO and as well the broader community, as well with, you know, the global stakeholder engagement team. Indeed, how that would work in practice and, you know, what activities would need to be, indeed, as you said, you know, set up ahead of the meeting to make sure that people are aware of the meeting and are there at the right time. So, you know, I don't have a definite answer on that, but I would see that, again, as one of the things I think where probably close coordination and communication is required between, as I said, the different communities, but also from a staff perspective to make sure that those efforts are aligned. As I know that, you know, certain groups, I know that, for example, the BC typically does a lot of outreach as well before the meetings and tries to get new people to the meeting. So, again, I think it's as well a conversation to have, like, which groups are already having either specific activities in place or are planning specific activities to indeed conduct that kind of outreach. You know, who would like to partner or work with the GSC team on that? You know, what support can we provide maybe from the, you know, GNSO team as well? So, again, I think those are some of the things that we definitely need to discuss and talk about. And, you know, hopefully having an initial structure or outline available will as well enable the community to raise those questions. So maybe it's something we may want to add on to this document as, you know, specific points that will need to be further discussed and thought through, you know, to ensure that, you know, we can set up this meeting for success. Because I think you rightly raised that if there's no outreach ahead of that day one, how can we make sure that newcomers actually show up and we have someone to talk to?
Okay, thanks.
Rafiq?
Yes, so, okay. I'm just wondering about day three. It sounds that, I mean, the stakeholder group at constituency won't have really so much time. It's just maybe 3 hours if we have a break. So it's a little to do any internal work. And it depends, for example, for us, we, for example, constituency have their own meeting and then we convene as, I mean, not so much time even to do real work, while there is expectation that in day one we will, like, spend also some time regarding the, I think, the outreach and introduction. So currently at ICANN meeting with the orientation day, so as Tony raised, I think that maybe the whole discussion about outreach that's need thread by itself. We have discussed this for years. We have now the global stakeholder engagement department and so on. So it sounds that we are still the same topic. However, I think we, as community, it's also maybe time to think about the working groups, because I see there is a status update, and then the working group, they will have other session to do their own meetings. So should we kind of merge somehow this? So, I mean, they start by giving update, but then they go really into work. Or, like, maybe thinking again about having what GNSO is experimenting as pilot project to have the one day before or after an ICANN meeting for a working group really to focus and so on. Just maybe we need to figure out here the area, but it's not going to be satisfactory for many. So just maybe to really either to give much more time for groups to meet and to see how working groups maybe they find better format to do substantive work.
Thanks, Rafiq. So this is Marika. So basically the reason behind, like, the day two GNSO working group status updates that is kind of reflecting, I think, what we currently do over the weekend session. You know, having in mind that, you know, the council, as the manager of the process, is, you know, expected as well to follow up on where groups are at and what they are doing. And also, it may flow nicely from the open day that people have an opportunity to, you know, get an idea of the topics and issues that are under discussion and you know, stages there are at, that would then nicely line it up for day three and four, when those groups would actually start diving into the substance of their meetings and working through the issues that they may have identified. I just wanted to point out as well that the focus of this meeting is intended to be, you know, policy development. So my understanding is, or, you know, as, you know, we'll be cutting out as well kind of, you know, the other work that the GNSO usually does at an ICANN meeting, you know, updates from executives or, you know, other kinds of discussions that may take place, that similarly stakeholder groups and constituencies would also, you know, focus their meetings on policy activities. And the assumption is that, you know, taking out some of the admin conversations that, you know, are not less important but not the focus of this meeting may also enable to, you know, reduce that time. And as said, I think, you know, the challenge here is that we need to probably get to the mindset where, you know, we're trying to squeeze in the work that we usually do in 7 days into 4 days. But again, you know, my focus has been to try to really focus that on policy development and see how, by ensuring that focus on the meeting, it will actually be possible to kind of, you know, shorten and focus some of these aspects. But again, it's not an easy task. Tony?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Marika. The issue I had with the second day really was that for the second two sessions, there's a joint session with the GAC and then a session with CCNSO, which I think is fine. But normally, across the weekend, before we go into those sessions, we have part of our time preparing for both of those. And looking at the current plan, I'm not sure where that preparation would take place. Also wondered whether it would be better if maybe before either of those sessions, that's the GAC and the CCNSO, there was a chance for the stakeholder groups or constituencies to actually meet. So it would appear to make sense to me that we would move one of the sessions at the head of day three into perhaps an afternoon session on day two. And that enables us to have some initial meetings, because otherwise I think we've only had that first session on the Monday as a stakeholder group or constituency, and some of that is going to be about introducing ourselves to newcomers, trying to get them to feel at home. So we wouldn't have had any in-depth discussion. And I'm not sure, if we don't do that, where we're going to do the prep for the meeting with the GAC and the meeting with the CCNSO. So any thoughts you have on that would be appreciated. Thanks.
Thanks, Tony. So if I can maybe ask a clarifying question, because currently the preparations for the meetings with the GAC as well as the CCNSO are done, you know, GNSO-wide. So are you suggesting that there's a change and those should be done at stakeholder group constituency level, or you're just looking for a slot on Tuesday morning that would allow for GNSO prep for those joint sessions?
The answer is I'm not sure, but I think you need one of those to happen. And the only thought I had was that with this sort of ability to switch the meetings around, whether allowing a stakeholder group or constituency session to take place before those may be beneficial. I think it may be. But even preparing for that, is your answer that preparing for GAC and preparing for CCSO would take place in one of the sessions on the morning of the Tuesday? Is that because it currently down its working group status and updates or on the PDPs, not specifically preparation, but I don't know whether you'd included that within that sort of heading. So if you can clarify that for the first part, and then I think there's a question mark over whether it would be beneficial to have a stakeholder group constituency meeting before either. But for me, that's an open question. It isn't that I have a really strong feeling it should happen. I think the potential for it to happen is something that's worth considering. That was all.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. And I think it's a very good point. And you know, at least from my perspective, I think we can easily add to that, you know, 11, 12, 30 slot that it's, you know, GNSO working group status update as well as, you know, prep for the joint sessions. Although, you know, that may be something as well where, and I know that, you know, we've tried on various occasions to do some of that prep actually ahead of the meeting, you know, before people are actually in a meeting aside to actually try to get already conversations started on the mailing list. So maybe that is one where indeed we do foresee some time on the Tuesday morning, because I agree, you know, preparation is important. But at the same time, maybe that could become, you know, a specific agenda item that is part of, you know, the GNSO Council meeting leading up to this meeting, that it's one of the items that maybe could be covered as kind of preparation and may just, you know, require then 10 minutes to confirm, you know, has anything changed since we last spoke. But again, that I think it's important that we do call it out and make sure that is not forgotten. But it may be one of those items as well where in preparing for this new meeting strategy, maybe there are certain items that we need to say, okay, is that something we can do ahead of the meeting in a different format? And, you know, maybe similarly with, you know, PDP working group updates, if these are kind of more one way of this is where we're at updates, maybe we can think of a kind of, you know, webinar style format, you know, for the GNSO community, that instead of doing, you know, using time here, and this could maybe be just reserved then for kind of Q&A, time is set aside leading up to the meeting in which, you know, chairs are invited similarly as to the how they would otherwise be invited to, you know, to give their updates and have that kind of conversation, you know, via telephone with potential follow-up or picking up those items that definitely need further conversation because either they have, you know, an initial report or a final report or something that requires a council attention, that those are then reserved for the actual face-to-face discussion. That maybe is another way as well of trying to see if there's some way we can, you know, save some time on certain aspects that can be done in another way and really reserve this time for our issues that really require, you know, face-to-face time from the community.
Yes, Tony speaking. Sure, and I think the way you actually answered that is certainly something we should give consideration to. I think that's quite a good proposition. Thanks.
Thanks. Rafiq?
Yes, some staff think, as you said, like having webinar, policy update, and so on, it will be really helpful. But also we need then to ensure that, like, documentation and so on to be ready really on time. I mean, you know, we had several complaints before that material are not really ready. They are not published before the ICANN meeting, so people don't have enough time to prepare. So I guess, yes, the status and so on, that should be done before, since there is already some webinar, like the policy update. And really to give much more time for the internal meetings, intra-community meetings, since, I mean, we are trying to bring many people from all over the world. So I think this is what we want to achieve. Think that, you know, just more really presentation and so on, I don't see really that will benefit so much. And I was going to say before listening to you that maybe we need really the current format of the working groups that's a bit. But if we can move that to before, prior to ICANN meeting, I think that will be helpful. Just as like for outreach and so on, all those elements, we need to ensure that they are done the proper way so we can make the ICANN meeting, whatever, for efficient.
Thanks, for Rafiq, very well noted. And I think as well, for example, on the outreach sessions, I think that will be very important for, you know, collaboration and coordination between, on the one hand, I think the GNSO support staff as well as stakeholder groups and constituencies, because I think the idea would be that several of these would be run as a kind of, you know, joint effort, and indeed, you know, being able to prepare materials in advance to make sure that there's no duplication and that, you know, we cover all the aspects and really make it as a very coherent effort as well for people coming in, so that they see that there's a broad group that's working on these things and has, you know, closely coordinated on the program for newcomers coming into that meeting. And your point very well taken on the, you know, seeing if we can do the updates ahead of time. And as I said, you know, I think that's something we can definitely explore. And maybe it would require, for example, you know, building in an additional, you know, 2-hour slot leading up to the meeting that we would run in a similar way, kind of, you know, GNSO Council as well as anyone else from GNSO stakeholders groups and constituencies that are interested to join really focus on, you know, having chairs run through updates on their working groups, and maybe at the end of that kind of call, there could be a kind of discussion amongst those that are participating to say, okay, so which of those topics do we believe we need to cover in further detail? Now, which of those items are at a stage where, you know, we just need to dive further into it? Which ones have specific questions for us? You know, which ones are, you know, having a report ready that we'll need to take decisions on? So we need to carve out more time as a GNSO community to talk about those. And those may fit then into the Tuesday morning, because I think that, you know, having some conversations around working group at that stage will probably help, especially if, you know, GNSO Council or GNSO, you know, community input is needed, you know, for those working groups to make progress on their items. And again, I think then we can see as well, you know, maybe then having an hour and a half for that kind of conversation may be sufficient. That may allow then for another hour and a half slot for stakeholder groups and constituencies to maybe, you know, continue that conversations within their respective groups on those topics, or, you know, however way you want to structure that, and as well as, you know, carving out some prep time for the joint sessions with the GAC and the CCNSO. Of course, it's very important as well, and again, this is, you know, one of the reasons, of course, why we're doing this effort. You know, we currently have foreseen that, you know, Tuesday afternoon would be the, you know, time frame for joint sessions, but of course, this is completely dependent as well on how, you know, the GAC as well as the CCNSO may be looking at the schedule. I think another question is, and I haven't added it here, you know, we currently also have a meeting with the ESSEC, for example. They typically come to present to the GNSO over the weekend. You know, is that something that we should, you know, foresee here as well? Or do we leave it at this stage very broadly that we just say, you know, the 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock time block is for, you know, joint sessions that could be, you know, GAC CCNSO, that could be with the ESSEC, it could be, you know, maybe with the ALAC or any other group that may be appropriate at that stage to meet with. So we just give a clear indication to the broader community that, you know, in principle, we're currently foreseeing that kind of time slot for joint sessions, which would also then allow other groups to either structure their schedules in a similar way or flag to the GNSO that they actually had you know, foreseen another time frame for that. And see Tony saying, I'll support a regular slot with the ESSEC, can always cancel, but harder to arrange later. I think that's a good point. So maybe what I'll do is just I change that slot, you know, that we now have in 2 blocks, but maybe I'll just put that, you know, in principle from 2 to 6 on Tuesday afternoon. That would be in principle joint sessions, and, you know, have a bracket that's GAC, CCNSO, ESSEC, and others as appropriate. So I think then it can be scheduled, you know, determined before the time how that should be carved out and how much time needs to be spent with each of those groups. Again, my understanding being that as well, those conversations with those other groups would focus on, you know, policy development efforts. I think we basically already covered most of you know, the other days here as well. So, but maybe just to finish up running through those. So, you know, idea was on Wednesday morning will be stakeholder group constituency meetings, afternoon set aside for PDP working group face-to-face meetings. Similarly, Thursday morning, PDP working group face-to-face meetings or, you know, GNSO working groups or cross-community working groups. And again, that may be an area as well where we'll need coordination with the other communities, especially on the cross-community working groups front. But maybe, again, it's the kind of where we say, look, in principle, Thursday mornings are set aside for cross-community working group face-to-face meetings. And, you know, if we see that there is no need or there's time free, we can still try and see if we can slot in PDP or other GNSO working groups that may want to meet face-to-face. Then the idea would be that, you know, the closure of day four would be in the form of a GNSO council meeting, like a regular council meeting, you know, and a kind of wrap-up at the end of that, where we just would evaluate, you know, what has come out of this meeting, what are some of the action items we've taken away, and, you know, how are we going to prepare for the next meeting that's coming up. So that's a little bit the thinking behind it. As I said, this is, you know, a very broad brush. I think ideally, you know, you would maybe be able to give some guidance or ideas on the focus of the stakeholder group and constituency meetings. You know, again, taking into account that the focus for this meeting is policy development activities, you may want to give an indication of what kind of topics or approach you may want to take for that. And I think that's basically all I change for this meeting. For meeting C, everything is still the same. I know that James on the last call expressed some concerns with regards to meeting C, but I haven't seen any further comments from his side. I know, Bill, you've just joined the call late. I don't know if there's anything further you would like to share on this template. I mean, the idea is that I may make some updates based on our conversation now and push that out to the list again to get input as well from others that weren't able to attend. Not seeing any hands from Bill. I'm assuming he's okay with that approach. So I don't know, Rafiq, Tony, is there anything else you would like me to take away from our conversation now? Any further updates you think I should be making before circulating a next version?
Tony here, Marika. No, not from me. I'm aware of the issues that were raised last time over the meeting C, but I don't think there has been any follow-up on that at all. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I haven't seen anything.
Okay. No, for me, this is fine. I'm beginning to understand certainly the different sessions. So meetings A and C is beginning to come together a lot better for sure. Thanks.
Great, thanks. Yeah, and this is Marika again, and it's probably a question for Tanzanika, and Tanzanika can understand if you may not be able to answer that now, but it's probably something we may want to follow up on whether there are any kind of formal opening or closing sessions foreseen for the meeting B. Because if so, we probably need to factor that in as well if there are certain time slots that are foreseen to be kind of, you know, everyone that's at the meeting is expected to be all together. And I see Tanzanika typing, but if so, it's probably something that we should already carve out if that's already known, or at least flag that a potential adjustment will need to be made based on a decision whether there are going to be any kind of, you know, sessions are intended for the whole community. Tony, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Tony speaking. Just one question for meetings A and B. Has there, and I haven't been on every call, but was there ever any more dialogue about the ability of any of the groups to have more time with the board, more board dialogue at all? That doesn't come up in the current flow, but is that something that's ever been discussed at all?
This is Marika. I don't know the answer to that. I think for B, there is no specific time foreseen with the board, as I understand. I think the board may have their own meetings as well, and I guess may participate in some of the community meetings as well. But as far as I know, I don't think there's any specific board community interaction foreseen. But again, that could also be, and I don't know if it's a question of making that request or, you know, for that. I think what we currently have is a Tuesday afternoon session of joint meetings. You know, if there are specific policy topics that the GNSO wants to discuss with the board, you know, maybe indeed the Tuesday afternoon is the time frame for that. I think for A and C, I do understand that. I think for A, there will be a two-phase public forum approach, which I guess is a way as well in which the board is interacting with the community, but I don't know any details with regards to that. And I think C, as currently structured, is similar as how I think the meeting is currently conducted, although I think, as you know as well, there are some conversations ongoing on how to restructure those interactions with the board. So I suspect that some of that, the experiences gained from those experiments or new ideas, I think that they're trying out, may also flow through to the new meeting strategy. But again, I'm just speculating here.
If I could just come back, Marika, it's Tony,
sure.
On that. One of the reasons I asked was because we're all aware that currently they're restructuring how that interaction takes place between stakeholder groups, constituencies, and the board. None of us know how that's going to pan out. I think we're all fine with trying the new way of doing it, but we don't know how it's going to work. But however you do that, I think for all of the groups, there's always an element of our time with the board is really limited. If we're moving to this structure, then one of the things we should be cognizant of is that because we're not going to meet with the board at every meeting, that time is going to reduce. So I believe one of the things we should certainly add to our list to have some more discussion about is whether there's the ability to interact with the board and how we're going to do that at every meeting, whether it be as constituencies, stakeholder groups, or as GNSO to any greater degree. I think what we would all look to do would be to safeguard that time and not see it reduce. And currently, looking at the schedule, effectively, I think it does reduce. So I think that's something we should just make a note of and peg and have some more discussion about.
Thanks, Tony. I've made a note of that so we don't lose sight of that. And just to note as well that Tanzanik in the chat responded to my question on whether there are any kind of joined or collective sessions, and she notes that they're working to create a next draft of the schedule with regards to those kind of things to share within the next couple of weeks. Right now, we intend to have an opening, not a full or welcome ceremony, but certainly a morning session to kick things off. And Tanzanika, could you just confirm, is that foreseen then for the Monday, or is that for the Tuesday? As the Monday is seen as maybe a separate outreach-focused meeting. Oh, so she confirms that will be the Monday, so that may mean that we have to, for the next draft, I can already maybe move our timeline a little bit down to factor in that there may be an opening, I guess, from 9 to 10 or something that would need to be factored in and shouldn't overlap with. Thank you, Tanzanika. Anything else on the draft schedule at this stage? Tony, is that an old hand or a new hand? Old hand. All right, so I'll take your notes and make some updates to this version. Again, this is all still open for comments and further iterations. What I've put together on meeting B is really just some initial thinking from the staff side. So if you have further ideas, especially as well on how some of those intro sessions may work, put in a question there as well. Should some of that run in parallel or sequential? Do you think the open house sessions, could that work? Or are there other things we should be thinking about or exploring? Please feel free to suggest, and we can make updates as we go. And similarly, if there are any suggestions for the A or C meetings, please feel free to share those as well. So maybe briefly looking at the draft letter for the SOs and ACs that I also shared with the documents yesterday. I mean, we briefly discussed it at the last meeting that it's probably important to reach out to the other groups and at least make them aware of the work that the GNSO is undertaking in this regard, and as well our desire to start some conversations with other groups on this. And again, what I propose in the letter, that it would be a kind of informal get-together. I don't think we necessarily need a kind of formal session, recording transcribed, and maybe have that conflict with many other things. But the idea was more maybe of a small group of people, presuming that in other groups there would also be one or two people that are probably responsible for scheduling and then thinking about this, just to get together maybe on Sunday afternoon, again, just a suggestion here, to just exchange notes and see whether there are any obvious conflicts or whether the different plans actually align quite nicely. I've suggested as well that maybe we want to include the draft we're working off, as it may already give some insight to other groups what at least our thinking is, and maybe they can already factor that in to a certain extent. Also, maybe the template is helpful for them as well to use it in a similar way as we've been using it. And I think then the other thing I wanted to point out as well, that I think it's likely as well that this will be a topic of conversation for the SOAC SGC leaders meeting that typically takes place on Friday meeting and Friday evening. And I think all of you that are on the call, I think today are part of that group. So I think that is another opportunity to have that conversation. And again, hopefully any feedback from that would then come back to the informal meeting that we may schedule on Sunday evening or some other date and time. And again, it depends partly as well a bit on the feedback we'll get, of course, from the other groups. I know that some have started thinking about it as well, or are starting up similar kind of efforts of developing a kind of skeleton. So hopefully an outreach effort on our behalf will align nicely with that. Rafiq, do you have your hand up?
Thanks, Marika. So we are suggesting to have meeting in Women's Service on Sunday from 5:50 to 6:45. I know that there was some change for the GAG and GNSO Council meeting that happening. What is supposed to be the time allocated for stakeholder groups and constituencies? So there is no overlap here?
This is Regan. That's actually the question for you. I know that the GNSO GAP meeting finishes at 5, so from that perspective, there is no conflict, but I'm not fully aware of what meetings stakeholder groups or constituencies may have planned. So that's why I put this in as a question mark to get your feedback on whether that is a possible time that could work, or whether you have any other suggestions for when could be a good moment. And again, ideally, of course, we have as many people as possible from the drafting team there, but I think at a minimum, we need Volker there as the kind of lead, because I think the idea would be that hopefully by that time we have a kind of finalized plan, at least from the GNSO perspectives, that we're able to share and explain to the other groups and get their feedback.
Thanks, Marika. I mean, to be honest, even complicated for us, because we were reached by Glenn to tell us that we cannot use that usual time slot and we have to figure out. So without the GNSO Council schedule itself, it's really hard to know where we can fit our own session in the weekend, or we need to move around and already crowded ICANN meeting schedules. So I don't know if we can commit this timing. Is there if do you have a kind of a draft of the GNSO Council schedule to help us to see how we can move around?
Yes, so this is Marika. We're working on the draft, but basically it looks very similar to previous meetings. So basically, you know, Saturday from 7 to 6:30 will be, you know, fully scheduled with GNSO discussions, and then on Sunday it's similar from 9 to 5 when the GNSO meetings would basically end with the meeting with the GAC, and you know, hence my suggestion to maybe take the 5:15 slot for this informal meeting. But as I said, I'm not sure whether that would conflict with other meetings that may not be part of the GNSO schedule, so that are not necessarily on my radar screen. So maybe what, you know, I can do at this moment, just say tentatively Sunday from that time. And again, I mean, I think the initial objective of this letter is to, you know, reach out to the other groups and make them aware of, you know, what is happening, hopefully indicate, you know, or give a point of contact of, you know, who would be interested to participate, and then we can, you know, confirm the meeting time as soon as we have more clarity on the schedule. I see Bill saying working lunch meeting. Unfortunately, I think we're already working with the GNSO during lunch, so that may be difficult, unless that is at some other day. But I believe I think some of the other stakeholder groups and constituencies are also already planning meetings at lunchtime, so that may be difficult too. And Bill, to your other point, I think you said you need a shared workspace where we can see all the various plans in the parallel. I think as soon as we become aware of any other plans being in a similar state, of course we can pull it all together. But as I said, I think at this stage, as far as I'm aware, I think we're the only group that is, you know, kind of formally working on this, and then already is working on a draft. So I think we're for once maybe a little bit ahead of the curve, which is probably Bill thinks that's frightening. Well, I think it's actually a nice place to be. But let's see. I mean, there's still quite a bit of work to do. So are there any other comments or concerns with regards to the letter, or are you happy for me to work with Volker to get this out to the different SOs and ACs? Again, noting that, you know, meeting time at this stage would be tentative and, you know, will be confirmed as soon as possible or something along that line. Tony is happy to go ahead. Bill, it's hard to see without some sense of Sunday. Yes, Bill, I understand. As I said, you know, from the GNSO perspective, I think we're currently due to finish by 5 after our meeting with the GAC ends. But I said, I don't know if anything is scheduled after that time. But again, I mean, this is intended to be an informal meeting. So, you know, ideally, of course, we'll have as many people as possible there. But I don't think either that it's a major issue. So Rafiq says, sorry, it's dropped, so I missed the whole response from Marika. I don't know if that related to the meeting schedule for the GNSO. I think you're probably referring to that. So as I said, you know, Saturday is same as always. We basically have a packed schedule from 9 to 6:30 at the moment. And again, we hope to share a draft shortly, but we're still working out some of the details. For Sunday, I think it currently looks like it's from 9 to 5, so that with the GNSO part ending at 5 o'clock after the meeting with the GAC. See, Bill suggesting Sunday morning. That could be an option, although I think the CSG typically has a breakfast meeting as well. And I see Tony typing, so he can. CSG is already meeting, so that may be another no-go. But maybe we can look at some of the other mornings and see if there's an opportunity for a kind of breakfast slot before the meeting starts. So maybe, you know, at this stage, as we're still too much in flux, we can maybe just say we'll propose to set some time aside, and we don't specify yet when we will do that. And Bill says, yeah, we can do a doodle. I think that is one option. But, again, I think we probably should do that then a little bit closer to when the schedule is available, because it probably will be hard for people to fill out a doodle without the schedule in front of them. So I think at this stage we just leave it as, you know, we would like to set some time aside, give us an indication of who should be involved, And then once we have that information, we can loop those people in a potential doodle poll, trying to find a time that will work for most people, if people agree with that. Then we have just a couple of minutes to go, and then I think the question is, how do we go from here? So I'm happy to share an updated version based on our conversation today. You know, work with Volker to get this letter out. Should we schedule another meeting of this group? Do you prefer to continue conversations by email and set a specific deadline by which people should get their comments in? Is it something that we already want to share in this draft form, you know, with the GNSO Council and give them an update at their upcoming May meeting so people can already think about it and provide this group with some further guidance or ideas? Any ideas or suggestions? Some people are typing. Thanks, Tony. I think I kind of agree. Tony says, I think we have an outline to share with the council, a little point going further without broader feedback. I think it's a good point. I'm slightly concerned as well that, you know, we have less than half of the people on this call. So maybe I can circulate a revised version either later today or tomorrow to the list. Give people then a deadline by which they should get further comments in and make clear that following that, we intend to share it with the council prior to the next meeting and so that we can give an update on where things stand and encourage further input and feedback. Does that sound like a good approach? Great. Tony's agreement. Any objections? All right. I think we'll roll with that then. And I think then I can give you 3 minutes of your time back. So thank you very much for participating. Look out for an email from my side with the updated documents. As I said, you know, any comments, ideas, suggestions are more than welcome. And then we work on the basis on getting this to the council for their next meeting to allow for some further conversations and input. All right. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you very much. Cordaro, you may now stop the recordings. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Digital Replay Service.